Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
The Bernstein and Holmes Show.
Yoga looks like it would hurt.
No, it actually does the opposite.
It just looks like it would hurt. I see people doing yoga and I always say, ow. Your yoga makes me say, ow.
Yeah, but those people have probably been practicing for years. All right, we can do something right now.
What?
Come on. We'll do something right now.
Okay.
All right. Just loosen up a little bit, okay?
I'm bad at that.
Are you all right? Oh, no, not fine. Fine. Serenity now.
We're going to do like a sun salutation.
It's really important in this pose that you arch your back and keep it flat at the same time.
I feel like those are opposing ideas.
No, they're not, because you're arching your back up while it's flat.
Breathe in as we raise our arms.
Okay.
And then breathe out through the mouth.
Serenity now.
As we lower them.
Serenity now.
One more time.
Serenity now.
And then breathe out.
Serenity now.
I can do that.
See?
The anger, it just melts right off. Serenity now. Serenity now.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 a.m. till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Whatever it was, it wore off.
Yeah, we're going to have to do another session.
It was the salsa. I think it was Studs' salsa. And it was really good. I was worried about a latent reaction coming back to bite me late in the day.
So no reflux?
No, it was all right. It was actually reflux. I was actually okay. It's all good. But for some reason, my level of existential dread regarding the Bears, you can push it down, and sometimes something bubbles up from the horrible abyss.
Well, it's been an off-season filled with excitement. It's been an off-season filled with optimism. And perhaps now that we're this close to it, you go, wait, are we only getting excitement and optimism? As Mully pointed out as he was leaving out of here, like, go look at how this game is being picked.
That's why I brought it up in transition, because David Haw sort of opened that door about where we were going. Let me just say that we're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Happy Friday. We're leading up to Cubs baseball. We've got Diaz, Studzinski, Fryer, O'Donnell, Lapka. There are things we're going to have: Fishbane, Ostrowski, Matt Forte, Solid Wall of Sound, High Noon today, all of it for you. But the seashells and balloons are fun. And this has been all seashells and balloons, as Al McGuire used to say. With Hard Knocks ending the way it did, and great Chicago summer. The weather's been phenomenal.
It's phenomenal today,
and everything's been
going to be 61 tomorrow.
Everything's been pretty perfect. So it feels collegiate. It feels like the way your good college team starts their season. You want $750,000 here, Pig University. Come on in, lose.
Just say Western. Just say Western.
Would you stop? If the shoe fits, I guess.
This is why they don't send you stuff.
Yeah, I'm not.
Is it like maybe if you showed a little bit of positivity towards your alma mater, maybe then you get some stuff.
They should give me something to be positive about then.
I was getting a bunch of texts and emails. Are you going to the game tonight? Are you going to the game tonight? And I keep saying, what game? And they said, well, Duke is playing Northwestern in Evanston. And I said, I will be watching the Packers and the Eagles.
Yeah, that's probably a good choice.
Why? Because it's better.
But that temporary stadium and its view is magnificent.
And you got to get there now before you freeze your ass off.
So yeah.
But it feels collegiate. It feels like, oh, who's coming into lovely Soldier Field to play the Chicago Bears in their opening festivities?
Nondescript AFC team.
Yes, random, perfectly middle-of-the-road NFL team. Can you name a couple of their players? Yeah.
There's a couple good players on that team.
A couple good players on that team that you could probably name. And they have a new coach. But here, it feels like we all think they're coming in to lose to the Bears because that's what's supposed to happen.
Well, I think that what you're describing is this a coronation? And then, I mean, at this point, I kind of understand how you can spiral down. And I think it started probably with the 0-14-1 thing. And then yesterday, for those of you who missed the show, Matt Bowen was on the show. And we did a really great breakdown with him about the game. And then kind of out the door, unprovoked even, he said this.
He is a brilliant football mind. And he's coming from Baltimore. So you kind of know what you're going to get, but you kind of don't. But I do think this. I think this would be a very challenging game from Caleb Williams from a schematic perspective. So he's going to see a lot of new things from Denard's defense this weekend. I think you're going to see a lot of simulated pressures where you don't know where the fourth rusher is coming from. It could be a corner, it could be a linebacker, it could be a safety. And what are they spinning to? Are they spinning a single high? Are they getting to cover two? Are they playing a trap coverage? A lot of different things that he's going to have to identify very quickly. And that's the test for him this weekend. That's the test for him against Denard Wilson, because I think he's an excellent coach. I think eventually he's going to be a head coach in this league.
So Denard Wilson was teammates with Matt Bowen. He has a lot of respect for the way that he thinks about the game and Wilson's background as the defensive passing game coordinator for the Eagles and the stuff that he's done in his career.
I forgot he worked here.
Yeah.
He was
here for a little while, too.
He was in the personnel department here, right?
Until he moved over to coaching ball. So,
okay.
And that's the thing. When someone like Matt Bowen puts us on game, you go, oh, we should probably consider that.
The NFL is different. It isn't college. You don't invite somebody in that you know you're going to beat, so you can get your pre-conference schedule and pad your record for the rankings and run up the scores. These guys are all paid, and they're all awesome. So Mully is very much sensitive to the tide of predictions.
Yes,
in a way that I'm not really, because he's more.
Find me the person in Chicago who's picking Tennessee. I might pick them in the points. I do think the Bears are going to win, but I might pick if the number's 4.5.
And especially watching the game last night and reminding you just. Not just the variance, not just randomness, but how every NFL game is almost designed to be close.
Mm-hmm. And it's a rookie quarterback playing his first game.
And what is the record of number one overall pick quarterbacks in their first game?
0-14-1.
Usually, because that guy's on a terrible team.
Right.
And that's how they got that pick.
That's part of that you have to throw into that statistic to make. Well, look, before I make you feel better, because I do want to offer you something to feel better about.
Good. I need that. I'm not trying to push my anxiety on anyone else. I'm just sharing.
But before I do that, I'm going to make you feel worse.
Awesome.
So, Inside the NFL was on the CW last night. And Caleb Williams came up. And you know how, like, Bill Belichick has been, like, ha, 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 and happy and stuff talking about football? Not real happy talking about Caleb Williams preseason.
Whoever they played against in preseason, it wasn't the best players on the other team.
So what you're saying is, Coach, we can't plan a parade because Caleb was so accurate in the preseason.
Well, it wasn't accurate. He's 10 for 20.
Yeah, it's like you didn't watch the 20 throws. Yeah, like, come on. Coach, there's a reason he's excited.
It's 20 throws, Chaz.
He buzzed through them. And
well, you got to think how good the 10 were that were completed.
Yeah.
You know, the extended plays. The
they weren't that good. There was a couple highlight plays. See? They weren't that good.
And no one's saying he might not be great. Yeah. But what we're saying is, it's just you need the context. It's like when I hear somebody's lighting it up in camp, I'm like, is he running with the twos? Is he going against the two defense? Is the quarterback struggling because he's got the two offensive line? Yeah. There's just a lot we don't know.
And remember, Caleb was playing against the twos in the game where he had all the highlights. This is why we always, on this show, we try to give you all of the breadcrumbs. So that nothing catches you off guard. So that you can't walk away Sunday and be like, wait, why didn't Bernstein and Holmes tell me about this? Oh, yeah, that's right. They were playing against the second team. Like, why didn't anyone bring that up?
It's one of the reasons we do the Wall of Sound is because we bring on experts to tell us things. And then Adam Studzinski selects what is most salient leading into the game. So we're going to do that. Make sure you are here. If you're just joining the show on the days before Bears games, we will always bring you the best of the week, the best information.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling,
come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And we have for you.
Would you like to feel better?
I always would like to feel better. Do I have to do more breathing?
It's helpful. It's helpful to
you should always breathe.
Yeah, breathing is very important.
Yeah, well,
that's what I read somewhere.
I mean, specific breathing.
Just read in a book.
But what?
Mindful breathing.
But what if I could get you back in that spirit of good? Because we are putting way too much on it just being Caleb, which is one of my fears when it comes to thinking about the Bears as a team this year. What if I told you that the guy that helped make the Bears defense better last year has just been dying to get out on the field? And I'm going to let you listen to Montez Sweat and see if that helps.
Where are you sensing kind of that hunger from this group to get off to that fast start?
Yeah, I mean, we big boys, man. We hungry. We just like to eat. We like to hunt. We like to get after it.
Hey, Montez, having to hold back so much in the training camp and even, you know, to some degree in the preseason game, that I know Flew's got on you a little bit for slapping the ball out of Caleb's hands earlier. Are you anxious to just go all out against somebody?
Yeah, I'm excited. Even in practice, we still got to stay off the QBs and all that type of stuff. So, yeah, I'm excited to get my hands on a QB.
Does that help?
A little bit.
That should help.
A little bit. Yeah, it's and he doesn't say it with a growl. He says it very matter-of-factly.
He says it at like a man who's on a mission.
He says it like that's his job.
To go get Will Levis.
And his job is to go
and his hunt. Mayonnaise coffee.
He's going to hunt and eat.
Gross.
It's more than mayonnaise. I thought Will Levis like has a mayonnaise problem.
Yeah, he does. He also eats bananas with the peels on them.
And he's got this like mayonnaise perfume or
cologne.
Yeah, yeah. That's a bit though, right?
I mean, is it? He's obviously making money off of it.
I don't think it's a bit. I do not think it's a bit. I think it's being sold.
It's not a bit. It's real. It's a real thing.
It has to be Hellman's though. If it's not Hellman, I mean, if it's Hellman's, I might follow him around like a cat.
If it's not Scottish, it's crap.
Well, guess what? It's sold out 90 minutes after its release, so you'll never know now.
Okay. I guess here's where I think you're doing a service to the audience today, to the listener today. I think it's okay to have a little bit of splash of realism.
Football's hard.
Football's hard.
And pros are good. And variance is high. The blob is huge. I mentioned that too. When we were looking at the rankings that the Athletic did, that you've got a couple teams, you got a handful of teams up here, a handful down. It's a big blob this year. And with the expanded playoffs, I think this is Pete Rozelle's dream. This is what he always wanted. Everybody feels like they got a shot.
I just don't want people to walk into the game and go, no one told us. Why didn't you guys tell us?
Yeah, we've been blindsided by this. How could nobody see this coming?
Why didn't you guys tell us that they've been struggling to find a secondary pass rusher? We have. Why didn't you guys tell us that the offensive line didn't really get a lot of snaps together? We have. Why didn't you tell us that it might be important for the Bears to actually play that fourth preseason game with the starters?
Or their steady veteran long snapper has been replaced by somebody off the scrap heap.
We did. And I don't want that to dampen people's excitement. Football's back. Last night was awesome. It was great. But think about it. You had a quarterback who produced 400 yards of offense last night, and he lost. If Caleb gives you a performance like Lamar Jackson did yesterday, you're going to be high. Like it won't even matter if the Bears lose. If he performs like that, and you'll go, oh, we got one. But if he performs like rookie quarterbacks have in the history of the NFL, don't be heartbroken. Don't be surprised and don't be heartbroken. There can be a lot of good in him even being bad because he can take it and learn from it. And if there's one thing that we figured out about Caleb Williams, he's not afraid of the work. He's not afraid to look and say, how can I get better? So ideally, yeah, he has 250 passing yards, a couple of touchdowns, and the Bears win. But if he doesn't, it's not the end of the world. And it's funny because last night I kind of felt like Kansas City in the moment reacted like that was a playoff game. Now for them, they can look at it and say, here's a game that might be the difference between us being the number one seed and us being the number two seed. We now hold the tiebreaker over Baltimore. But there was a little bit of, hey guys, there's four more months of this. And that Kansas City team last year was really bad for a big portion of the season. And then they got it together and they were able to do what they needed to do. No one has to make any pronouncements about Caleb Williams nor the Bears and from this one game.
Of course not. But I have not anticipated a Bears game with this kind of electricity since the Green Bay Khalil Mack debut.
I would say the opener against Green Bay the next year.
When Mack had the incredible first half. And that
you're thinking of 2018.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I'm talking about 2019 when everyone was like, well, this is Mitch 2.0.
Go win the Super Bowl.
Bears, Packers. He walks in looking like George Halas.
I wrote a column that said, go win the Super Bowl. And
they scored 3 points.
And they're bad. Yeah. So that's, once bitten, twice shy.
Why don't we talk with Kevin Fishbane about it?
Great.
He's a sensible man. He's a damn sports writer of the year. We'll discuss it with him. He's there every day. He can let us know how he feels about that and the incredible piece The Athletic did that he wrote. We'll do that next here on The Score.
Kevin Fishbane.
I got Fishy Business, K. Fishbane.
Fishy Business?
Fishy Business. What I call him whenever I have him on the show, Fishy Business.
Bears beat writer for The Athletic.
Obviously, sports radio of the year in the state of Illinois. You don't get that by accident. He does a wonderful job for those guys.
I'm not leaving to cover the Detroit Lions.
All right, well, good.
Kevin Fishbane talking Bears.
Hey, Kevin. Kevin Fishbane from The Athletic.
I love your name.
It's a great name.
Yeah, great name.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Just the adult in the room we need right now. Kevin Fishbane, sponsored by the Illinois Department of Transportation. It's not a game, Illinois.com. And he's brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. What the hell is going on in the hallway?
My Martinez is roller skating in the hallway.
She's roller skating. She's standing on roller skates and not falling down. I don't know that constitutes roller skating. Sorry.
I feel like we should invite her in here. Hang on.
That's fine. I'll bring in Kevin Fishbane. He's on Twitter at @KFishbane, senior writer at The Athletic covering the Bears. He's with us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com, twitch.tv/Chicago670. The Score. Lawrence, help her out before she hurts herself. Hello, my Martinez.
This is his fault.
It's you all right?
No.
Okay, good.
I'm thinking of skating now. It's going to be an awesome meme. I think it needs to be done.
Hi, Kevin Fishbane. Sorry.
Hi, Dan.
Hi.
Happy Friday.
Hey, we're just making sure that the morning co-anchor of WBBM News Radio doesn't take a header on the linoleum here. All right, Mitch has her. Okay.
You got to be safe. I'm not going to get in the way of that.
There we do. Okay, good. Everything all right? She's good?
It is definitely Friday.
Okay.
It
must be. If I see Cisco Kodo now going by on one of those like motorized unicycles or something.
Now we just need George McCaskey on a scooter and we've hit bingo.
It's perfect. All right. So Fish, I'm having a little bit of a problem in that with all of this Bears love and excitement and joy and hope and happiness, this isn't college. And you don't get these automatic bought wins. And a real ass NFL team is coming in here to play you. So how quickly does all of this wear off?
It could wear off by 3 o'clock on Sunday. Like the Titans, you go up and down the roster and you know all these guys. You look at Ridley and Boyd and Hopkins at receiver. You look at the first round pick at left tackle and Peter Skoronski. And, you look at the defense with Simmons and Landry and Ernest Jones, who they just traded for, and that cornerback crew, and they bring in Quandre Diggs. They did a lot this offseason. And there's a lot of talented guys. I mean, I do think the Bears have a home field advantage. I think they have a quarterback advantage. I think they have, at least one side of the ball. It's not a new scheme, as opposed to the Titans, who've got brand new stuff on both sides of the ball. So I do think that there are some advantages there. But this is a good team. I mean, this game is probably going to come down to the final 2 minutes, which I do think I still would probably take Caleb Williams in those final 2 minutes over Will Levis based on what we know. But Yeah, I mean, I think it's like one of those things where I do want everyone to be prepared for the possibility the Bears do start 0-1. That is a very real possibility. And it doesn't mean that the world is ending. There are other things that are going on that tells us the world is ending, not that.
But doesn't it, isn't this, if you have the Bears at 9 wins, isn't this one of them?
This probably should be. You know, I was thinking about this, Dan, that they're 4-point or 3.5, 4-point favorites, and they'll be underdogs next week in Houston. Depending on how Indianapolis does, that might be underdogs in week 3 with the Rams coming in. You know, that's going to be a close line. So, like, it's not like you look at the schedule up until the Carolina game and the Panthers come in. This is probably based on what Vegas says. It's probably going to be the Bears' best chance to win. You know, I was already listening to a podcast yesterday where someone was talking about survivor pools and saying the Bears are, you know, a possibility. I'm like, well, I would not jump on that. Like, that would be a very scary pick. You know, I'm sure you guys have talked about, you know, rookies in their first game. You know, I decided not to do necessarily number one picks because I do think that that's a little skewed when you think about what those number one pick teams look like. Usually.
Yeah, what they're walking into is not good. And that context needs to be a part of that statistic.
Exactly, Lawrence. Now, I did do my own, which is just rookie quarterbacks in week 1. So you do include guys who maybe were drafted by teams that were a little bit better. And that record dating back to 2011 is 6-17-1 for those quarterbacks. And what was also interesting about going through them is Carson Wentz for the Eagles in 2016, and that was a team that traded up for that pick. That's the last time I could find a team was favored with a rookie quarterback in week 1 by this many points. And again, speaks to Caleb Williams, speaks to the team built around him. But it's tough. I mean, he's going to see things as much as Matt Eberflus has thrown at him, as much as his defense has prepared him. There are going to be things he's seen on Sunday that he's never seen before. And how he adjusts, how Shane Waldron adjusts, is going to be critical.
And I think you raise a really great point, Fish. And the only thing I would add to it is that, and like we were saying in the last segment, none of this is necessarily a harbinger of what Caleb Williams can be. Even if things go great in the first game, because I believe Carson Wentz had some really good moments early on in his career.
MVP candidate.
Right? So there needs to be a body of work, and you let that body of work build. I want to see greatness, but you have to understand, like, if things don't go well, it's because the NFL is hard. And in rookie quarterbacks struggle, and he's going to be shown all sorts of stuff, and it's okay. I think that he's shown some real resiliency in his time at USC and even the early stuff here with the Bears, where it's not going to break him even if he has a bad game.
You're right, Lawrence, and it's a great quality for him to have because this season's going to be a roller coaster. And I think Bears fans should know this better than most because Bears fans saw Andrew Luck, one of the greatest rookie quarterbacks we've ever seen. They saw what he did in his first start against Chicago, right? So, you know, and Lawrence, you also bring up a good point too. When I was going through those rookie quarterbacks in week 1, one of the best performances by a rookie quarterback week 1 was Sam Darnold, right? Mm-hmm. Who's, you know, trying to rejuvenate his career in Minnesota with the opportunity he has with the Vikings. But this game, it's like it's ripe for overreaction. We're gonna obviously have big points and big thoughts, and we're gonna be analyzing the plays. But yeah, it's gonna be very important for everyone to realize, you know, hopefully for Bears fans, this is for Caleb Williams, this is game 1 of hundreds, right?
Right.
Like, this is just the beginning, and I understand the buildup, but this Titans team's a tough team. I mean, as you said earlier, Dan, there's no such thing as a cupcake, really, in the NFL. I mean, I know, like, the Bengals are big favorites this week against the Patriots, but, like, if the Patriots won that game, I'd be like, all right, well, yeah, weird things happen in week 1. Like, that, okay. Like, it's just the NFL. It's just how this thing works.
And yet, you turned your prodigious talents toward the side of myth-making and hagiography, perhaps, examining Caleb Williams through the lens of the multifaceted ways in which he is transcendent.
Yeah, Dan, and I've already been yelled at by many commenters for this story.
Really?
Yeah, you know, And it's interesting the way you set that up, because I think we tried really hard with that story. So what we did was, you know, everyone says Caleb is different, right? That's like the number one descriptor you hear about him. So we just said, we took that and ran with it and just asked coaches and players, tell us a story. Tell us about a throw, something he did in the meeting room, something he did in the locker room that says, hey, this guy's wired a little differently. Like, what is your guys' perspective? And I thought they told some really cool stories from, you know, Kevin Byard talking about, he's like, I was playing cards with Mercedes Lewis and Trent Edmonds, and here comes Caleb Williams, and rookies don't just like sit down and play cards with you. And it's usually a little abnormal, and it was normal with him. You know, hearing Andrew Billings talk about how, you know, Caleb Williams just walks in the room and just isn't fazed by everything. Thinking about hearing guys talk about throws that they saw in practice that they've never seen before. I think that was all fun. And it was cool to hear those guys tell those stories. And nowhere in the story is there any proclamation. But obviously, I think people, you have a mix, Dan, where you've got Packer fans coming in mm-hmm. and saying, you know, this guy hasn't even played an NFL snap. And you have a lot of Bears fans who have a lot of hurt that have gone through this pain before.
The scar tissue, yeah.
And I get it. Like, again, we just tried to have a little fun because this guy did things this summer and acted in a way this summer that rookie quarterbacks just don't usually do. And I thought it was fun to hear players and coaches tell kind of their perspectives of it.
What's the most interesting non-Caleb story to Sunday's game?
Well, you know, I mean, I guess it's Caleb O'Reilly in a sense, because I mean, watching that offensive line so closely, Lawrence. Yeah, I mentioned Jeffrey Simmons, Harold Landry, Tavondre Sweat, and you think about Nate Davis, you think about Coleman Shelton, his first start with the Bears, and like how that's all going to work. I'm just very curious, and you know, that because I think what people are, I don't know if they're forgetting because we talk about Caleb so much, the Bears don't want to run the ball a lot. Like, if we talked about this when Shane Waldron was hired, you go look at Seattle. You know, they had two guys with 100 carries last year. So I want to see what's that running back rotation like? How's DeAndre Swift look? I thought he looked really good in camp. And is that offensive line, you know, you talk about harbingers, like, are we going to come away from week one being like, okay, all these worries about the offensive line, they came true? Or you can come away being like, wow, this is what Nate Davis looks like in a full, you know, after a couple of weeks of practice. Oh, wow, they finally found a center. Or like, you know, wow, Tevin Jenkins is dominating like he should be. So I think the offensive line, like, and you can talk defensive line too, Lawrence, like, what is this going to look like with Montez Sweat and whoever is opposite him, whether it's DeMarcus Walker, Darryl Taylor, and how those guys all look? Because you would think you put some pressure on Will Levis, you should be able to find some success like you would most quarterbacks. So those two biggest concerns of the offseason, the offensive line, the pass rush, what do those look like in week one?
Do you think, considering what we saw last night, and again, small sample, that NFL coaches are just going to be like, you know what, you can just have the ball at the 30. We're good.
I was a little surprised by that, Lawrence, and maybe I shouldn't have been, because these coaches will tell you the numbers. They will say that your probability of scoring when you start at the 30 versus starting at 25 is so different that's why teams aren't going to want to kick it in the end zone. And then more than half the times they're booting into the end zone. So I don't know. I'm curious to see what the Bears do. You know, I don't think it's going to be a big win today. You know, we're not going to get that. Obviously, kind of the days where it's going to be hard to kick it to the end zone might come later this year. But yeah, that was a little surprising to me because of these calculations these guys all come up with and why they moved the touchback to the 30-yard line. So yeah, that's going to be one of the biggest questions. And I think all of these teams are going to be experimenting. And I wonder if teams are just a little nervous, too. Like, you know, there was a return last night. For a second, he thought he was going to break.
Yes. Yep. And you can see what they were worried about. You can see.
And so is that worth it? You know, is that you just take him in the 30? And look, if you're a Bears team, you trust your defense, right? Like, do you do that? So, you know, I'm curious what Eberflus does, because, you know, Matt Eberflus is one of those guys who believes in those analytics, who believes in, if this team starts at the 30, they've got better chance to score than if they started at 20.
Then why does he defer when they win, or not defer when they win the toss?
Dan, that's a great question, and I want to see what he does Sunday. And I want to know if that was a one-year thing based on the way last year's offense was built versus this year's offense. It might be, you know, it could be a good question. Obviously, he's not going to tell us.
He's your guy. You could just text him. That's your dude.
I think you can just go into the office.
Yeah, you can just walk right in, sit down, you know, pull
Listen,
up a chair.
Guys, the amount of security and the amount of ID cards that I would need just to get like 17 doors away from Eddie Bruce's office.
Really?
In that building.
Like yeah. A retinal scan?
When I went to his office for that interview, I was like, here are these double doors I've never seen before that a card opens. And here's another set of doors I've never seen before that a card has to open. And then you maybe can get into Matty Ruthless's office.
Wow, inner sanctum. Final boss, man.
I was watching that clip of Taylor Swift walking in last week, and I'm thinking, where's her super cool credential we all have to wear with the facial imaging that we all got to do now for the NFL.
I mean, look, being Sports Writer of the Year does give you a measure of fame. Mm-hmm. I feel like her face card has never declined. I think she can just kind of walk where she wants.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Or you do the Jay Zawoski trick, and that is
put on a hard hat.
Hard hat, wire-rimmed glasses, reflective vest, and clipboard.
There you go. And then I can just go waltz in and say,
anywhere.
Matt.
You can go anywhere.
Are you going to defer if you win the toss? And if you're not going to, why? Please tell Dan.
Thank you.
That would be great.
Appreciate it.
Fish, as always, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for jumping on. And check out the piece that he and Adam Johns did on The Athletic on Kayla Williams. You will not be disappointed.
All right. Thank you, guys. Take care.
That's Kevin Fishbane. He joins us on our Football Fridays, of which this is one.
Yeah.
Football Friday. It will feature the solid wall of sound. And the cool thing about our Football Friday is it's brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Presented by your local Ford dealers and itsnotagameillinois.com. I should remind you as well that before Chicago takes on Tennessee, tune in Sunday morning from 9 to noon for your local Ford dealers pregame show here on 670 The Score, presented by Busey Bank and Aurelio's. Join Mully, Olin Krutz, and Patrick Manley. They'll get you set for the game. Then immediately following the game, it's Mully, Olin, and Manley. Instant reaction on the Great Clips postgame show presented by Wonderverse. That will stream exclusively this week on The Score's YouTube and Twitch channels due to the Cubs game.
Yes. You know there's an update on the Bears stadium situation?
There is.
Well, kind of.
Are we seeing certain things, structures in the distance?
Those are very important to the person who's in charge of the Bears. And there's been, I guess, a little bit of movement.
Okay.
So we'll discuss that next here on The Score.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
One of the things I always look at coming home to the city is I always look for cranes in the air.
He doesn't mean the sandhill cranes that often find their way in and around Hallis Hall. And that is true because there is a, what is it called, a marshland, a protected marshland area just to the east of the Hallis Hall property where there are lots of sandhill cranes. He's talking about the big mechanical ones. So why don't we hear from Kevin Warren, who had some things to say about this ongoing process that is only ongoing in fits and starts for various reasons. And one of the first things Warren discussed when he was asked about, is it still viable that they could get a stadium deal done in some way in partnership with the White Sox?
I can tell you, if anyone knows anything about me, I'm all about inclusivity. And just like the White Sox, you know, what they're planning on doing at the 78 is magical. Just think the energy of what a new Chicago Bears stadium here in downtown Chicago would do and what the White Sox would do to be able to do with their entity. So we have a great working relationship with them. We have great respect for the Reinsdorf family, and we're definitely going to, you know, work together to see what we can figure out. I saw Dave Baldwin here of the Chicago Fire. You know, they've done a great job under his leadership and Joe Mansueto's leadership and the Red Stars. I mean, I'm one of those ones that I'm so protective of Chicago. I want this to become the epicenter of sports, and not only of stadiums, arenas, health, and wellness. I mean, there's so much we can do. Greta and I were able to go to see the Chicago Sky play against the Fever on Friday. And what that's done to be able to do.
Sports.
Absolutely.
Sports.
We're wide open to be able to work with the multiplicity of the different sports organizations.
Reverend.
You know, as I say, people hear me at the office say a lot of time, a lot of the issues that we deal with are champagne problems. And for us, if we can't figure this out in Chicago, shame on us.
Okay. Just stop cloaking yourself. Just say, look, I want money to build our stadium. This idea of conflating health and wellness and sports and Chicago, you're not the mayor. Stop talking. We have a mayor. Say
but
what
the
you
mayor
want about
defers
him.
To him.
But see, stop talking like you're the mayor. You're president of the Bears. Just be president of the Bears. That's fine. It's a private company. It's a big private company. Everybody likes watching the team play football. But you're president of a company. You're not the mayor.
But you are the biggest landowner in
Arlington Heights. The grandiosity of this. It's weird.
There is a tweet last night from Chris Plasek, who says, as the Bears Stadium saga rolls on, here's a look at the lobbyists working behind the scenes for Arlington Heights, three school districts, and the team. When asked about renewing a push for subsidies this fall, the Bears head lobbyist tonight declined comment.
Okay.
So that was last night, and that Chris works for the Daily Herald.
All right.
So
if we can't work this out, shame on us. What do you mean work it out? You're asking for money and everyone says no. They've worked it out on their side. The state legislature said no. What do you need to work out?
I don't know.
Health and wellness and epicenter of sports.
Here's more of the story.
Just chill out.
The Bears have a roster of lobbyists walking the halls of the state capitol and Chicago City Hall, where they convince Mayor Brandon Johnson to endorse their latest proposal for a new $4.7 billion stadium and redevelopment on the lakefront. The deep bench includes Craig Willert Consulting. You know any of these places? Government Solutions Group. Max Fair, Soarling Northrop,
the government solutions group sounds sinister. We are government solutions group, which we solve governments. Give us money, we solve.
And of course, there's the quote in here from the governor saying, yeah, non-starter.
Hire all you want. Spend all the money you want.
Get as many lobbyists that you can get.
Do you know what that costs? If you're going to George, like, George, I need more checks for more lobbyists. How's it going? It'll be fine.
I just don't know, like,
sports, bathrooms, health and wellness, cranes.
It's weird what he conflates.
Yes!
With the goal. And it's okay for him to be, like, a fan of Chicago. That's fine. It rings a little hollow to me, but fine. That really doesn't have anything to do with what you're trying to do.
Yeah,
we'll build restrooms.
Awesome.
I mean,
great.
I think that's important.
And I believe me, I'll use them. Thank you. But come on. Epicenter for sport.
We're already that.
Just ask for money.
There are times when I hear Kevin Warren talk about Chicago like he's discovering it for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
City's fine. Been doing it for a long time. Sports teams. Been a lot of champions. A lot of champions here since your team won a championship.
Yep.
Been a whole bunch of that. The Sky, the Fire, the Cubs, the White Sox even.
The White Sox. Don't forget the White Sox.
Six NBA championships.
Stanley Cups in there.
Yeah. We've been that. We know, Kevin. We know. Mm-hmm. Everyone here knows.
We're from here. We live here.
Kevin Columbus up here.
A statue up in Lincoln Park.
Guys, I've discovered that Chicago is great.
I claim this land in the name of Queen Isabella and King Ferdinand.
Did you know that there's sports here in Chicago? I proclaim it. sir, there's a bunch of teams here already.
Oh, you're like president of the Bears. We are expecting a potential surprise. We're hopeful.
We're not expecting, it. We're hopeful. We're hopeful. But if not, let's get into the fun of last night.
Oh, was that great?
It really was. We'll discuss next here on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.